980 AM WPFP. Translator W276 DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Voters in South Carolina are casting ballots today in the nation's first official Democratic presidential primary election. President Biden is not the only name on the ballot. Voters can also choose Congressman Dean Phillips or the author Marianne Williamson. Ryan Wayne, who owns the Railroad Barbecue in Columbia, says folks just don't seem as interested.
I think a lot of people are feeling that a lot of those promises that were made weren't fulfilled during the last election. I mean, everything from health care reform to police reform.
The president to visit Southern California later today, where preparations are being made for more torrential rain. Evacuation orders in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. The U.S. is saying the first strikes against militants in Iraq and Syria were a success, and more are expected in the coming days. The strikes were in response to the attack on a remote American base in Jordan that killed three soldiers and wounded more than 40. This is ABC News. With the Super Bowl a little more than a week away and millions placing bets on the big game, residents of one state are currently debating whether to bring sports betting into its shores.
Hawaii's House Economic Development Committee hearing a bill that would make sports betting legal and establish licensing requirements for sports wagering operators and suppliers. Sports Betting Alliance attorney Kathleen Owen says illegal gambling is already happening.
There is no oversight, no consumer protection, and no revenue generated for the state.
Meanwhile, Angela Melody Young, representing a neighborhood organization, opposes the plan.
You don't have to make something legal just because it's illegal and people are about it.
Mark Remillard, ABC News.
A federal judge dismissing a criminal case against a Northern Michigan man accused of threatening President Biden and Vice President Harris. The judge concluded there was no probable cause to support the case and that social media posts attributed to suspect Russell Douglas Warren did not pose a true threat, according to the Detroit News. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Hey, Jack, I know that you are not a jabroni.
Hit it!
Jack FM does while the commercials are on.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
I got serious about staying fit just a couple of years ago. Now 5Ks, yoga, and smart nutrition are all part of my weekly routine. Part of my eating right plan? Country Hearth Breads. Natural breads with the whole grains and natural ingredients my body needs to perform at its best. Just a slice of toasted multigrain with peanut butter before a workout, and I'm ready to roll. Country Hearth is the easy choice because it's good for me and great tasting, too. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. More and more sun as the day goes along. Today, we'll see a high near 42 degrees. For tonight, some patchy fog again. Otherwise, a low near 21. For Sunday, some patchy fog to start the day, then mostly sunny with highs in the mid-40s. For Monday, partly sunny and a high near 47. Right now, it's 44.
Can you tell? This bunch of songs in a row on Jag FM has been genetically altered.
Yeah.
Jack, I told you to stop playing what you want past your bedtime.
You're in. Help us knock a few minutes off our community service. 866-930-JACK.
We'll be right back.
Jag FM's mannequin collection isn't going to pay for itself.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
I got serious about staying fit just a couple of years ago. Now 5Ks, yoga, and smart nutrition are all part of my weekly routine. Part of my eating right plan? Country Hearth Breads. Natural breads with the whole grains and natural ingredients my body needs to perform at its best. Just a slice of toasted multigrain with peanut butter before a workout, and I'm ready to roll. Country Hearth is the easy choice because it's good for me and great tasting, too. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. More and more sun as the day goes along. Today, we'll see a high near 42 degrees. For tonight, some patchy fog again. Otherwise, a low near 21. For Sunday, some patchy fog to start the day, then mostly sunny with highs in the mid-40s. For Monday, partly sunny and a high near 47. Right now, it's 44.
103.1.
Hey, Jack FM. Why don't you try calling me for once and leaving a message? I'm tired of this being a one-sided relationship.
Yeah.
interrupt Jack FM's daydream. We just got to the good part with Seth Rogen.
Need you to reel it in. You're kind of letting us play what you want, then go to your head.
Yeah.
buying what we want is Jack FM's way of reducing mental clutter.